B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome, football fans, to the 2018 NFL Draft, Texas style. I can't believe you guys are booing the Cowboys. Come on. Thank you all for being here. And for all of you tuning in across the country to welcome our future NFL stars.
That's Roger Goodell at the start of the draft. And he is not going to have that opportunity to get booed this year. It's unfortunate. It's become an annual part of the draft. Commissioner gets booed. Not this year, which means they now have to sponsor the boos. There is now a Bud Light sponsorship attached with booing the commissioner and submitting your own videos to boo the commissioner. And, Hardy, you said this might be part of them being a little too cute with the draft.
Yeah, and I mean, I was against it, and then I saw the Bud Light promo for it, and I got to say, it was well done, and it was it was kind of tongue in cheek. It was just funny. You know, it was an entertaining way of getting something out there and of them trying to do something. I just don't know how it's going to be implemented and how it's going to go off. You know, we're seeing a lot of this right now, Beetle. We're seeing it from like late night talk hosts. We're seeing it from the other night. Did you watch any of that concert?
No, I did not catch any of that.
Okay. So that was hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, who I think is excellent. He's a funny guy. What's his name? Jimmy Fallon, whom I do not care for. And I think there was a third host involved. They occasionally would try and sprinkle like bits into the broadcast, you know, right. Funny little off, and they all fell flat, because I'm not saying that we, you know, as an audience need a laugh track anymore, but the subject matter really didn't lend itself to it. And there was something missing from not having like any kind of an audience there. And we're seeing it with the late night hosts who are trying to do monologues.
Oh,
still.
It's sad, isn't it? It's sad to watch them.
It is cringe inducing. And that's in addition to the technical aspects of maybe them, you know, having the booze that they're going to sprinkle in, and okay, it's for a good cause. They're going to donate money to the bump. Okay, that's great. But is it going to make it bad to watch? You know, if you really want to donate money, just donate the money, you know, for every time you would have got booed, do something. But if you're going to try and sprinkle in something that's supposed to make us laugh or has a chance to be like a technical misstep during the broadcast, I say don't do it. Just don't do it. Watch what's happening, you know, with other people who are trying to pull off shows right now and still be funny. The Saturday Night Live from home thing, which Marcy still watches SNL religiously. She records it and then watches it the next day. I think if anybody's going to like this, she is. She's like, no, that didn't work. It doesn't work. I'm not blaming anybody. You had to make this up. You're trying to come up with stuff that you never thought you would have to come up with and pull it off, you know, with no notice. Okay, but haven't you seen enough people like try this type of stuff and fail at it to know you shouldn't do it? Don't do it. Don't get too cute with it. It's not going to work out well for you. And if it does, great. But chances are it's not. And when it falls flat, it falls really flat.
Yeah, and so I think that maybe they should just have ESPN play like a booing track, like that sound right there from a previous draft, and have a laugh about it at the start and be done with it. I don't know what the big problem is here. Like,
seriously.
Play that. And have him laugh and be like, thank you. And then start the draft. You know what I mean?
Right. But is Roger Goodell, like, how are his comedic chops? Is he going to be able to pull that off, even have the right reaction to it?
He just has to laugh and say thank you.
Right. That's it. That's done.
That's done.
Why does this have anything to have to do with Roger Goodell?
I thought the one that they just played was good, where he was like, I don't know why you're booing the Cowboys. Like, what are you doing? You know, pretending that they weren't booing him. What do you mean? Why does that have to be a
Buccaneer? Well, we want a virtual draft, so we need the damn commissioner to come out there and be like, hey, welcome everybody to the draft. Like, we don't need it. Just get the draft underway and get the thing going. We don't need to see Roger Goodell.
You want to delete Goodell?
Who cares about Roger Goodell anymore? Who does? I don't need to see him at the NFL draft. I don't need to see him even in the past. I don't need to see him dapping and giving like fist pumps and like hugging these guys. I don't care. I don't care about seeing a player meeting Roger Goodell. Like, oh great. It's great to meet the commissioner of football. Who cares?
The same could be said about the first round of the NBA draft or even the NHL draft at times.
For that night, he is the face of the league.
Yeah, it's all about Roger. All about Roger, face of the league. Who cares?
I don't think that's true. I mean, this isn't something Roger Goodell came up with. It was the same with Paul Tagliabue.
This speaks to a bigger issue with Joe Murray. Joe Murray, as a gambler, he is now so far beyond the pale when it comes to any of the frivolous stuff around sports. You know what? Give me the box score the next day. I don't care what they look like, how they won. I just need the raw data. I need the numbers so I know whether I won or lost my bets. That's all I need. You don't need anything else anymore, do you, Joe?
No, I just don't need Roger Goodell. You've totally lost your love
of the game.
I don't need Roger Goodell.
I
don't need him.
Just tell me how many quarterbacks went in the first round, and if I cashed on the over-under. Yes.
Under five and a half quarterbacks. That's my bet.
You know, Joe, once upon a time, you used to love the presentation and the entertainment value of sports. What happened to you?
No, I still do.
What happened to you, Joe?
No, I still do. No, you don't. Roger Goodell, Roger Goodell, I hope he, I pray, I am getting on my knees and praying he has technical issues when this thing starts. Like, you know, it's like how your cable freaks out during it. I hope, welcome to the draft, and it just gives out. I pray that it happens at the draft on Thursday night.
All right, let's workshop this a little bit. How would you have them announce the picks? Do you want just a scroll at the bottom like school closings? Do you just want to have it crawling across the bottom with an NFL logo on the screen?
Give me like the voice of God, like some big deep PA announcer, Sarge, I don't care, and then just like, and welcome to the 2020 NFL draft, and with the first pick, the Cincinnati Bengals, they're on the clock. That's all we need. We don't need Roger Goodell with some speech before a damn virtual draft. We don't need it.
Wow.
Is this you don't like the production value, or you just hate Roger Goodell that much?
I personally can't stand Roger Goodell. Like I don't know, maybe it's like a Brady thing for the year. I sound like one of those fans on Goodell sucks or whatever. No, that's not what it's about.
You sound like somebody who is irrationally angry and starting to lose your grip on reality, but go ahead.
All I'm saying is, what do we need this for? You love the production value, which is great. But I don't need Roger Goodell to give me some sort of State of the Union before the draft. Okay, get the thing going and pick somebody.
He's going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus.
What's the over-under? How long is he going to talk for? What do you think? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Wow. Two and a half minutes.
I'm going over. I hope he has technical issues when he talks.
Should we tell them they're planning on doing the virtual handshakes for your EA Sports? Like the Madden version?
Yeah, Madden versions of the handshakes.
Big hugs on stage.
And the walk-ups.
Yeah, how do you feel about virtual handshakes, Joe?
Out!
He does. He wants the scroll. He wants the voice of God and the scroll, and that's it.
We don't need it this year. We don't need Roger Goodell. They even had to hype up the booze, right? Like, I thought this was the one year that Roger Goodell wouldn't get booed. Let's laugh about it. We don't need Roger Goodell at a damn virtual draft.
Well, it sounds like you don't want Roger Goodell at any draft.
Or anywhere.
I'm still upset he wasn't at the damn Patriots game after they won the Super Bowl. Or was he there? I don't even remember now.
So you don't even know if you're upset or not.
We don't need Roger Goodell is all I'm saying. Don't need him.
I think you kind of do. I think you need to have somebody there in charge of the league running the draft. I think that's kind of important.
Like a Keno machine, just the numbers popping up. Like the guys' names are just popping up.
That's all we need, Jim.
That's it, a Keno board.
All right. Joe Murray has spoken on Roger Goodell. He does not want Roger Goodell at the draft. Maybe others feel the same way.
Okay.
Also, Tom Brady is in trouble. He got kicked out of a park in Tampa yesterday. We'll tell you the details on that. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Right. Out on Roger Goodell is Joe Murray. We'll get to that coming up. Also, Devin McCourty thinks Cam Newton could work in New England. You'll hear it from him. That's all on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's talk about the sports teams and how great they've been. I got to tell you this story, too. Now, I always tell people, I'm not one to gossip, so you didn't hear this from me. But, our parks are closed down, and so a lot of our park staff, they patrol around just to make sure that their people aren't in there with contact sports and things. And saw an individual working out in one of our downtown parks, and she went over to tell him that it was closed and it was Tom Brady.
So, oh, my goodness.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
So, he has been cited.
That's the mayor of Tampa Bay yesterday saying that Tom Brady had been cited, which led to people saying, look at that, Brady, who was in a park that was closed, a public park that's been closed during the pandemic. A public works worker went and told him to get the hell out of the park, realized it was Tom Brady, and the mayor says he was cited. She apparently meant he was cited S-I-G-H-T-E-D, as in he had been seen, not that he had been cited C-I-T-E-D, meaning he had not been cited. But according to the mayor, that was false media reports. I'm sorry that the people in the media took you at your word there on that. So,
well, it's
she clarified.
What do we call that? Is that a homonym? Two words that sound the same, different spellings, different meanings? So, yeah, we just heard the wrong word. That's all. Which,
yes.
Yeah, you know what? Do you believe this? Do you believe that somebody went up to Tom Brady, that he was out at a park? I thought he had that. I thought he had all that land. He was talking about all the space that he had in his yard, which, frankly, I didn't see when I was looking at the aerial photos of the house that he's renting there. But he says he got all this room in his yard. What does he need to go to a park for?
I don't know. Maybe because if you look at the photos and the aerials, which we have up on the screen on our simulcast right now, you don't see a lot of green space there. You see a little bit. I don't know if there's enough for him to do a full, workout if he wants to run 30 or 40 yards at a time or something.
You'd have to.
He wants to strap on the resistance bands and, put that parachute behind him that he likes to use. I don't think he's got the space there.
Parachute himself right in the water.
You have to tiptoe along that edge there in between the pool and the fence that leads up against the water. But, yeah, there's space. There's just not a lot of it. But okay,
not like
so
Brookline.
Brady...
Not Brookline anymore, no. Tommy boy.
I have issues with the story, guys. I have issues.
Oh. All right, Joe.
Listen, if this was Brookline, okay, and he was running around Jamaica Pond, nobody would say a damn word to Tom Brady. They'd let him run. They'd probably get somebody out there to like a police or something to give him his social distance and walk him around. If this was the city, somebody would be with him. If this was Boston, someone wouldn't mind this. They wouldn't even narc if Tom Brady was out during a pandemic and running. So, like, shame on them. If this was Boston and he was still here, people would be like, look at that man out there running. Look at this brave soul out there. That's Tom Brady right there. In Tampa Bay, they narc on the guy? Oh, he was cited? When I first read about it, I thought he was fined. But I'm out on the way that they covered this story.
Well, even if Jamaica Pond were closed, closed, then I could see somebody coming up to him, whether it was, you know, like a cop or maybe somebody. That's part of the Emerald Necklace, right, Beetle? Maybe
yes.
It's like the Emerald Necklace detective would come up to him and say, hey, sorry, you can't be running around the pond right now. Oh, it's Tom Brady. And
exactly.
And then the story gets out. So, you know, you have to consider all the factors here, Joe.
Now, I think someone narked on him. You know, they saw him running. I mean, what did they say? They just saw him? Is there anything else to the story that they sighted him at a park? Did they talk to him? Did they tell him you can't be here?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's what they
told him he had to go.
And then what'd he do? I would have got that. See, that's the problem. See, I felt like they should have let's show him the damn park. You know what I mean? You hold your distance, wear a mask, and show up the park.
So what you're saying is that Brady here in Boston would have received special treatment.
Yes.
Because he is a sports hero and because it is for the greater good. That once sports is back up and running, you want Tom Brady to be at his best.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Whereas in Tampa, they have no appreciation for that.
That's damn right.
So I wonder if Tom Brady now regrets having gone to Tampa.
I think he's upset.
Thank you. Thank you. You speak Joe Murray. Okay, good. So you feel that Tom is being mistreated in his new home.
Yeah, and I'm sure he told his wife when he went home. I wonder if she, like, wrote him a letter on
I mean, it's
not
exactly welcoming to say, you know, get out of the park.
If it's closed, it's closed.
No, that's true. That is absolutely true. I'm just wondering if, you know, they could maybe help him out find a place. Find a place for the guy. The same way we talked the other day. You know, schools are closed, but what if someone was allowed to open up the door for Jason Tatum? I think that is about the greater good, Hardy. That's what I think that's about.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to open this door for you. You go in there by yourself, take care of your business, and then when you're done, I'll lock back up.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to find a place is don't rent a house that has a postage stamp for a backyard and go out there and be able to work out on your own property. You can do whatever you want. It's not my fault that you rented a 30,000 square foot mansion on a 35,000 square foot lot. That's your problem, knucklehead.
Get the hell out of here.
We're closed.
This I would agree with. Like, this man doesn't have the means to live somewhere with a little open space down there.
Yeah, he does. He chose poorly.
Just have a boat dock right behind the house is what
you're
he
doing
chose.
A lot of boating, Tom.
Yeah,
you're gonna rent a boat too.
Get out there on the water. 617.
I would caution him not to buy a boat. Oh, you moved to Florida. First thing you want to do is buy a boat. Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Best 2 days of a boat owner's life. We know what they are.
The
don't
day
do
you
it,
buy
Tom.
It, the day you sell it.
That's right.
2 days.
You're not going to be able to unload the thing in this
Hardy,
economy.
Brady sort of got the FU money where he could buy a boat and decide tomorrow, you know what, that was a nice day on the boat. Never touch it again, never think about it again, never even bother to sell it, and never have to like have any stress about it whatsoever.
Throw a few cinder blocks in it and just sink it. You know,
yeah,
get
put
rid
a
of
hole
it.
In the hull. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got rid of that thing. Did you collect the insurance? Nah, I didn't insure it to begin with. Nah, it's good. I just needed to get rid of it. I didn't feel like dealing with it anymore.
I daren't put a hole in the boat. I will fly down to Florida. I will kick away the alligators, drag that thing up onto the beach, put some Flex Seal on that sumbitch, and I'll be and I got a free boat. That's all it's going to cost me is one pail of Flex Seal.
Carol's
I want that all the time. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. That's perfect. Whenever someone on the show says something poignant, and don't worry, it hardly ever happens, but when it does and there's a pause, you drop that music in so we can transition to Beetle giving out the phone number or taking a caller. Good.
No,
Let's try it right now. Okay, I'll say something that so we don't know, right? It's going to seem organic. And I tell you something else. I can't believe that Tom Brady sunk that boat. What a waste.
Let's go to Carol in Shrewsbury. She agrees with Joe Murray. Carol.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I love you guys.
Thank you,
Hi, Carol.
I just called to say I agree totally with Joe about Roger Goodell. That's the main reason I called, but then you got me all crazy about the Brady in the park.
So you agree with Joe on that, too. Tell me what you agree with Joe on, because I'm still not sure what he said.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I don't think he has to be there for the picks.
Okay. Who should announce the picks?
Who should announce them?
Yeah. So we know who got picked.
I don't know. Just not him.
All right. It's not your job to come up with his replacement. I respect that, Carol. That's fine.
Maybe Zoe.
Zolak. Yeah, he could do it. I think he'd be good. New face of the league, Scott Zolak.
Hey, Hardy, my beef is that you don't tell Tom Brady where he can run and where he can't run. I don't. I understand there's a pandemic, but, like, find the man.
Do you?
No.
I don't know that you do.
I feel like that if they saw him, they should have said, hey, come follow me. I'll bring you somewhere. Or, hey, let me get you, like, a police escort or something to that degree. You don't just tell Tom Brady to get out of here. They wouldn't do that in Boston.
Yeah, you know what? You've lived here for 20 minutes. You're gonna be the quarterback of our football team. Why don't I drop everything that I'm doing and drive you out to the Everglades so you can get a workout in and not be bothered by anyone?
I mean,
you're out of your mind.
I'll tell you, the state of Florida, man, they're all over the map right now. They're opening up the beaches in some places and just having thousands of people crowd the beaches. And meanwhile, they're kicking Tom Brady out of the park.
Like, yeah,
make up your damn mind already. You know, like two opposite ends, two extremes for Florida in general right now.
I seriously don't know what you wanted the police officer to do. Should he have given him a ride?
You treat
him
in
the back
respect.
Of the cruiser.
You
put him in the
respect.
Back of the cruiser.
They want him ready for the season here, Hardy.
You let him ride.
If he can't get
you don't
his
put him in the
in.
Back. That's disrespectful. You let him ride shotgun in the cruiser. Hey, Tom, let me drive you someplace where you can get your sweat on. Okay, sorry, pal.
I half respect the move that because Brady hasn't earned it there yet. They're like, get the hell out of the park.
Mm. Right,
park's closed, boss.
I'd love to hear that call coming in though. The cops like. We got a report of a guy with rubber bands and a parachute running in the park and then goes there and it's Brady.
It wasn't a police officer, though. It sounds like it was a parks department worker.
Even worse. You should have called someone. I'm telling you,
this isn't going to go over well. Out of the park. And then it's like, oh, it's Brady.
Bet you Bruce Arians is calling that park today, being like, hey, that's my guy. Take care of him.
Yeah, I can hear the call coming. Command, this is Foxtrot 411. I got a report of some loot activity. Two gentlemen in park. I'm going to go investigate. It turns out it's just one guy stretching another guy. He was pounding on his buttocks with his hands and moving his legs up in the air. Now it's just Tom Brady and Alex Guerrero. I told him to leave the area. Thank you.
617-779-0985.
That needed the music, Jim. That needed the music.
That is the number for you. We'll get to headlines with Joe Murray. We are back. Devin McCourty talking about the possibility of Cam Newton in New England. You'll hear it from Devin McCourty next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Gronkowski and Teddy Bruschi carry themselves very differently, but they were very successful in New England. So I guess in that locker room, is there a common thread or are there certain guys like, oh, that won't work on the Patriots?
I'm always interested when people say that. I think a lot of that is from the outside looking in. You know, we get guys in there all the time. I remember when Aqib Talib came to our team and people were like, oh, he was bad in Tampa, his attitude. And I mean, he was one of the best teammates I've ever played with. And I mean, actually, when he came to New England, he was like, man, I don't get why people complain about this. Like, I love this. So you never know. I think guys come in there and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But to just predict guys' personalities won't work in New England or this is not a Bill type of guy, I don't think that's true. You have to see how things work out if a guy comes to our team. But You know, I think Cam Newton's a great player. He's a proven winner. So to just say he wouldn't work in New England, I don't think that's correct.
Devin McCourty talking about the possibility of Cam Newton. He said, don't rule it out. Cam Newton to New England. He could make it work. He cited Aqib Talib as another guy who came in and liked it, and maybe people thought that he had too much personality to make it work in New England. Devin McCourty is not ruling out that Cam Newton could work here and fit in the locker room, and I wonder, when I hear that, Artie, I wonder if Devin McCourty would love to have someone like Cam Newton. Now, Devin McCourty is closer to the end of his career. He's a guy who was reportedly even contemplated retirement at one point. Devin McCourty is on the back nine, okay? It's fair to say that about him.
Yep.
He's probably thinking, all right, who would be the best option at quarterback this year for the Patriots? Cam Newton, Jared Stidham, or Brian Hoyer? I know who I'd pick. I'd pick Cam Newton for a year. I'd roll the dice with Cam. Maybe Devin McCourty is thinking right. The same thing. Like, oh, that would be good. That would mean we'd be more competitive if we had Cam Newton.
Well, I mean, it's – and I don't think Devin McCourty is anything close to being a selfish guy or a selfish player. But just, you know, all things being equal, you're going to play another year or two in the NFL, let's say for argument's sake. Do you want to be there for the start of the Jared Stidham experience? And we don't know how it's going to go. We can pretty much concede that the first season is going to have a lot of rocky points and certainly not as many wins as you had last year with Tom Brady. Or you can get a guy in here who was an MVP 5 years ago. It's not an MVP now, but let's see what he can do in this system. A dynamic quarterback that you know possesses some of the inherent skill to play the position because he's already done it. Which one do you want to go with? Which one do you want to have the ball when you're not out there on the field trying to put up points for your team if you're Devin McCourty? And it's a veiled endorsement of the idea of bringing Cam Newton in here, or if it's him just, you know, speaking honestly about players who come to New England, either way, it tells you a lot about where his head is and probably where the heads are for a lot of other players on the team right now. They're probably thinking the same thing. Oh, why not? Oh, the whole notion that he wouldn't fit in here. BS. There's plenty of guys that come in here that people say wouldn't fit in, and they fit in just fine. Or if they don't, they don't last. We're not talking about a long-term thing with Cam Newton anyway. Sounds fun to me. Why not? Have him come in.
Right. And it's not only just Cam Newton. It's a highly motivated Cam Newton, too. It's someone that needs to prove that he still belongs in this league and yes. still belongs as a starting quarterback in this league. And he could prove a lot by playing here. And he's highly motivated to prove things right now. I mean, all those things would sort of work in favor if you were to land Cam Newton. It would work in your favor as a team to sign him right now. Yeah. Rob in Foxborough on the draft needs of the Patriots. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just don't see – I want to talk about the draft, but Cam Newton coming here, it just does not seem like a Bill Belichick thing. You know, it just does not seem like – I think he's going to give Stidham a shot. But I blame the quarantine. I've been watching film on Ben DiNucci, which I want to hit myself for saying out loud. But I watch film. He's actually pretty impressive. He seems like a Julian Edelman type, and we've had a lot of video conference calls with him. What do you guys – have you guys checked him out at all? And what do you think about him?
I just want to ask him why Cam Newton doesn't seem like a Bill Belichick guy.
He just seems like a short-term solution. He seems very undisciplined. I know he's got a great arm, and he certainly would be fun. I agree. It'd be fun to have Cam come in and watch him play. It's like the anti-Tom Brady with mobility. But I just think he just seems like a short-term solution. I think Bill really wants to prove that he can find another Tom Brady with Stidham. That's the only reason I say it.
Okay. I'm glad you have that answer and not because of, you know, a personality clash. Because
no, he says Bill Belichick's more of a long-term planner than a short-term guy. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, to me, that is, you know, that's a fine reason as opposed to, he's not the typical Patriot. Stop it with that. We've already cited so many examples of guys who have come in here, and Gasper wrote a great column about it a couple of weeks ago, just rattling off the list of names that the Patriots have had in over the years that, you know, don't quote unquote, you know, fit the Patriot way. Don't use that, but I'm glad you didn't. All right. He doesn't want a Band-Aid. He doesn't want a short-term fix. He doesn't want the, the, you know, we'll use each other for our short-term purposes. Bill's not that kind of coach. Okay. I would at least consider that to be an option.
As far as DiNucci goes, so we talked about him last week, I believe. I know I've talked with Zoe about him. A Pennsylvania kid, huge recruit coming out of high school. He ended up going to Pitt, and it didn't work out, so he left Pitt, and he went to JMU. And he's got, you know, the look of a quarterback. He's had tremendous stats at JMU, all that stuff. But I'm sorry, if you're taking a quarterback like DiNucci late in the draft, that doesn't represent to me, even though he might be a good pick and they might pick him, it doesn't represent to me them targeting someone and thinking that he is definitely their next guy. So it's a flyer, and I don't think it means much. He could turn out to be great, but I don't think that you draft a guy in the later rounds expecting that he will work out. You just hope for the best, and you see if there's something to develop there. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
So I view sort of all these guys in the later rounds. 617-779-0985. We'll get back at it with some golf news, something that didn't dawn on Hardy as it relates to golf making a return in June, and that is the fans will be missed by those who are actually playing the game for a reason not previously discussed. Also, how often Michael Jordan plays golf, how much golf he plays, and a story about him and a former Celtic playing golf. That's all next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers. Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What is going to happen, though, with the without fans? Will you notice it at all, or is it going to be just kind of business as usual?
Oh, it's going to be so weird, man. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be weird. I think, like, we live off the fans, and plus, every once in a while, we just hit some foul balls, and the fans kind of help you find it.
It's true.
I mean, guys are going to lose balls because of that. I mean, the energy that the fans bring is so – that's what we all live for. We all strive for. It's going to be so weird. I mean, that's what you want to play, coming down the stretch and have everybody, like, cheering for you. And then imagine this, like, you sink the putt on the last hole, and no one's clapping.
Yeah.
You're just there by yourself, and you're like, yes, you and your caddy, and just silence.
Brooks Koepka, pardon my take, talking about fans not being there at golf tournaments. He's talking about balls that are sort of hit into the, you know, the sides, you know, off
of
the trees.
He said, but,
I would say that it applies to everything you hit. The fans always congregate by where the ball lands. So the ball is easy to track.
Yes.
Based on once you're going up the fairway and you get there, you know where your ball is just based on where the fans have congregated because they all want to see your next shot. It's going to be different with nobody there. And it's a little different than, you know, regular people playing golf, Artie, because they crush the ball. It's not like they hit it, you know, 150, 200 off the tee. These guys can hit it way beyond that, and obviously that's a little different for a professional golfer like Brooks Koepka.
Well, Brooks Koepka's average distance, he's ranked 33rd on tour right now, which is a lot lower than I thought because that guy murders the ball. His average distance is over 307 yards.
Jesus.
So... Now, sometimes when these guys try and pull back and get a little bit more out of the ball, that's when the wayward shots come into play. And those are the ones that could hook, I don't know, 60 yards off target. And those are the ones that I don't know if they're going to find them. A lot will have to do with the course that they're playing. So this first tournament back is going to be at the Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth.
Okay.
I have never played it. You know, looking at some footage of the club, it seems to be a pretty typical, like, parkland type of course, meaning relatively flat, tree-lined fairways. This isn't the British Open. You know, when these guys play some of these courses in the British Open rotation, they lose balls even with the spectators there because the heather is so high and they hit it into the fescue and some of the balls just get lost. I don't know that they are going to have to deal with a ton of lost balls, but there are going to be a few. And I'm looking at the course right now. There's enough spots and enough trees out there and enough places where balls can go where that's going to impact these guys. And maybe they'll think about it before they hit these shots. You know, do I really risk, you know, trying to cut a dog leg here and take it up over those trees? Because if I clip that branch there on the last one and I'm trying to settle it close to the green and instead it just hits a tree branch and who the hell knows where it goes? I mean, is it going to impact scoring? Probably not all that much, but the weirdness of it, it's definitely a factor, especially for the guys who are used to playing with big galleries. You know, some of these guys out there, they're not playing in front of big crowds. There may only be a few dozen people walking with them. And if you're first off on the weekends and you're, you know, trailing in the tournament, there may not be anybody watching you at all other than the, you know, the caddies and your family members and the official scorers until you get close to the end of your round. That's what it's going to be like for all these guys.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
the entire round for all 4 days.
I'm more concerned about it taking time, like extra time. Like, come on, get moving. You know, and they're like, oh, where's my ball? Where did I hit the thing? Even when it's not off in 60 yards off to the right, when they're just like, where? Oh, I'm up there. Oh, no, I got to go up there. And it's, you know, I thought about this as I was thinking about this with no fans and no one out there. Should they just give these guys carts, Hardy? Could that make it quicker?
I don't think they should have carts. I'm pretty loose when it comes to, you know, like golf traditions and things like that. I'm not one of these stodgy, you know, like old school guys, but I think PGA Tour players should walk. I don't think exemptions should be given. I think it's part of the game. I think it gives an unfair advantage to guys who want cards like John Daly wanted for the PGA Championship. And they, you know, sometimes they're granted, other times they're not. And I know the Americans with Disabilities Act has, you know, has made a case for different players over the years. But, you know, you have to be able to walk the course. Whether you think it's inherent to the game or not, that's one of the rules. There are at least 10 other rules way dumber than that in golf that exist that everybody adheres to. Walking the course is one of them. You got to be able to walk. It's not the, you know, the most athletic endeavors.
But desperate times call for desperate measures.
Where's the desperation, Beetle? That's the great thing about golf. If it's taking them longer to play, do you know how that's going to impact you as a viewer? Zero. Let's just cut to another shot.
They'll fill with other shots. Yeah. But, so you think we'll just get more? Well, I think they should plan for this then. They should plan for there being some minor delays, and they better have a lot more coverage because when they go to other shots, when they broadcast the tournaments, I mean, they're typically not broadcasting from every single hole. There are holes that are not covered. And so maybe they've got to have more cameras. Maybe they've got to have more coverage of what's going on out there.
Doesn't that kind of work against the idea of not having a lot of people there? I mean, you're eliminating tens of thousands of people by having no spectators, but I don't think they're going to want to bring in more cameramen, more equipment operators. They don't want more people milling around. They want less.
Who says they have to be operated?
You just want a hostage cam set up on the 16th green?
No, I don't think that look at the cameras in our studio. There's four of them in there. There's, you know, people that run them that aren't even there.
I don't know. I don't know how that would work. I really don't.
Think about it. Could be stationary, just stationary behind. You have all the room in the world to work with. You could have stationary cameras behind the boxes. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least to have that is something, is some extra bonus to there being no fans there. Add a few more stationary cameras into the mix.
No, that's actually a good idea. You can have like stationary cameras set up behind the tee boxes. And you know what? I think they do that anyway. I think there are some tournaments where they already do that. Yeah,
they have. But I'm saying they don't put them on every hole. So I'm thinking maybe you've just got to add more of some of that stuff that you do. Because, Hardy, we've seen it, you know, even just locally. You see the camera guys that travel on the course that are moving, that have the camera over their shoulder. So, I don't know. I think, hey, this is the time to tweak things and try and find new ways to do it. And, you know, maybe at the end of this we say, hey, they discovered a couple of new ways of covering all sports, not just golf, but everything. In the process of not having fans in the building.
That's one of the things, Beto, with these basketball games. If they go into a quarantine situation where they play in these tiny gyms, they could have cameras all over the place from different angles and remote cameras that you've never seen before. And it could be like a technological breakthrough for television sports in a way.
Yeah, I don't know that basketball would be the good example of that, though. Because basketball, I mean, it's such a small area that they're covering camera-wise already. I mean, we've seen the cameras behind the glass. They could do those things now, even with fans in the building.
Well, they have that one that runs on the track on the side of the court that goes up and down the court on that like train track thing, right? That goes back and forth. It's not the spider cam like that hangs down, but it's the one on the floor, and you see that weird angle on the floor, like going, and the camera runs down the court.
Yeah, I would say that football or baseball could do some new things that otherwise they wouldn't be doing. Baseball especially. They can afford to take all the technology that they can get their hands on to make the viewing experience better. Let's get to headlines. They only take a moment. We're right back with the noontime hour. Hardy, I think we should start this noontime hour with this podcast thing that we haven't gotten to yet. You mentioned it earlier in the show.
I have more information on that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to hear it. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.